Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, everybody. It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. We're here for you every weekday at 12 noon Eastern Time on Be Unique Radio at beunique.org. We have fun and give away a different free gift each week. All you have to do to get the goodies and join in the fun is call us now at 1-516-418-5651. You can also join the show and get chances to win by sending us an email at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Hey, Mary.
Good afternoon, Gene.
Hi,
it's Monday.
You know what? It's awesome.
You know what Monday means, right?
Take a break with Gene and Mary again. I've been waiting for it all weekend.
Yeah. The first take a break with Gene and Mary of the week. That means we have a brand new trivia question. Last week's trivia question was on our website. I take it out every week and change it up. Mm-hmm. Just to remind people, the question was, who is Wile E. Coyote always trying to catch? And the answer was Roadrunner. It was a very simple, I thought it was simple, but this one's a little deeper. Today's question literally is a little deeper. Which two rivers are in contention for being named the world's longest river?
So each river is claiming superiority in length.
Yes. And okay. I will go over that a little bit in our hints, but not today. Today's hint is one river is in Africa and the other river is in South America.
Okay. The different continents. Okay.
So, I mean, people can go look it up. I don't care. Just Google world's longest rivers and you'll get at least one. One will always come up as the longest river. The other one, oh, I'm getting ahead of myself. I don't want to do that. Today I want to talk about the colors of the world because we only have 15 minutes. There's only so much time on the show.
Yeah.
And because I found this cool, very, very cool thing about the natural colors of the world. You know, before we had synthetic dyes and we can get any color we can imagine and colors colors that don't exist in natural world.
Mm-hmm.
We had to use natural pigments. And I found out that they used dried insects to make red color, certain insects, of course.
Nice. Yeah.
They used saffron to dye things yellow. But I found one that blew me away. They also used cow urine. Cow pee was used to dye yellow things. Now, blue, if you wanted to make something blue, you had to use indigo plants. But indigo is technically a bluish purple. It's not a, it's almost like a lavender. And true blue flowers are nearly impossible to find in nature. Now, I've seen some very, very close. I've got these little tiny wildflowers in my yard, and I call them blue, but I look at them up close, and they're really kind of a bluish purple. Now, there was the National Agriculture and Food Research Organization in Japan had reported in the journal Science Advances that they'd used genetic engineering to create a blue chrysanthemum by adding two blue-making genes to the plant genome. Now, that's a very complicated process.
Yeah.
A lot of other biologists have attempted it and failed. But The first blue roses were also developed by a Japanese, it says Brewer Suntory. I don't know what that means. But this was for the annual flower expo held at Makuhari Messe 2008 in Chiba, Japan. But the rose was genetically blue, but it still, and I've got a picture of it on our slideshow. It looks purple. It looks very like a deep lavender. They can't get that, what we consider true blue. They just can't do it. Yeah, this was a brewing and distilling company. So this guy teamed up with to genetically modify this first blue rose. But it's very, very purple. So speaking of flowers, what is your favorite color for flower?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I love them all. I think probably it kind of depends. Yeah, it kind of depends what mood I'm in. I love the yellow. It just strikes bright out at me. Orange makes me feel kind of cozy a little bit, of my marigolds and stuff. I love bright reds mixed with the yellows, and I love white flowers, of course. They just make me feel kind of like peaceful, you know, maybe a little bit. I love any flowers, you know, wild, unwild, tame, whatever.
Do you have a favorite flower? If you had to be surrounded by one flower all of your life, what would it be?
Wow. Two thoughts come to me. One is I'd want one that would either reseed itself or would be continuing to regrow itself.
Okay? Yeah.
And one that would smell good. And it'd be nice if it was one that had maybe different colored flowers on it.
I could suggest my favorite flower, but my favorite flower is very short lived. So you'd have to plant it strategically. It doesn't grow well in Florida either. You'd have to plant it strategically so that it grows for a while. Mm-hmm. Daffodils, they're all
beautiful.
Going to be in the yellow and orange flower, our family. Mm-hmm. But there's also these amazing greens, and they smell absolutely delightful. The green is from the greenery. It's not from the actual flower.
I see.
My grandmother had... Yes. Yes, and they look up to. I love the daffodils. It is my all-time favorite flower. But I am like you. I have.
Awesome.
It's kind of like whatever flower I'm looking at is my favorite flower.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess if they were, you know, I guess if you're going to have one that would be the one I'm going to take with me when I go, I think let's do periwinkles.
Oh yeah.
Everything about exuberance.
The name just makes you smile.
Oh, yeah. And they periwinkles, and they dance, and they spread. And they're joyful. Okay, that's it. That's my thanks.
Okay.
Let me narrow it down there.
Now, did you know, you and I talked about that this weekend a little bit, different languages and ancient languages.
Mm-hmm.
What is fascinating, you know, when we think of the color blue, for me, it's like the Florida sky blue, or the blue of my grandson's eyes, or, you know, it may be. Anyway, I'm getting very sentimental here. I don't need to do that. But what we think of as blue has changed over time. When philologists, I'm guessing that was a color expert. I don't even know what that word means. What's a philologist? Philologist. I've got to look that up. Dag nabbit. You done made me look up something, Gene, and it wasn't even you. I can't find my mouse. I can't go forward without knowing this word. P-H-I-L-O.
One person's color is another person's shade of color, you know?
Yeah.
You never know what. Like, oh, that's blue. What? Are you crazy? That's green. Well, no, wait a minute, you know.
Oh, a philologist is someone who studies the nature, history of languages. by looking closely at literature. Okay,
really?
So, yes, I did not know that. So when they studied ancient texts, they noticed that a lot of the ancient languages did not have a specific word for blue. Now, not having a word for the color suggests that our ancestors may not have seen blue. Indigo may have just been blue enough because that was their natural color. That was as blue as it gets. You get to have the blue in the sky, but the earth where we live is going to be, you know, we just don't have natural blue.
Very interesting we couldn't duplicate the one that we saw up there, but we got really close.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we just used indigo and we were content with it at that time. But then as people learned to synthesize colors and create things with other, you know, synthetic pigments and dyes and whatnot, they created what we now consider blue.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting too, because I noticed with my digital photography sometimes I cannot make bluish purplish flowers come out in their natural color. I mean, I don't have the capacity to without, you know, maybe later on a body could. But that's interesting.
Well, as great as cameras are, they cannot capture Mother Nature in her glory.
No.
It's impossible. I have a really good camera, and Jennifer does too. Donnie's is even more fantastic, but none of those, and they do great jobs. They tell the stories, but they cannot capture Mother Nature the way we see her in our eyes.
Yeah, with the direct energy hitting our sensors.
Yeah.
Very much.
Now, let me tell you. The most intense natural color known to humans is a blue. It's also iridescent and it looks like metal. It's the marble berry. And it's interesting. It's the result of structural coloration. It's from it's found in Ethiopia, Mozambique, Tanzania, and a few other African countries. It's a fruit called Polia condensata, but it's mostly called the marble berry.
Huh.
It has very, very shiny, and there are pictures of this on our slideshow as well. Shiny blueberries, supposedly as hard as a rock, that are actually the seeds, or they're mostly seeds inside. It's called a fruit, but you can't eat it. It's the fruit of that plant. And it's considered the brightest thing in nature. But it doesn't get its blue color from pigment. And the structural colorization is a method of reflecting light of a particular wavelength. And there have been studies and research done on this. They have determined that this is the shiniest living material in the world, without a doubt.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, blue. I hadn't thought about it until you really brought all this up, but yeah, it's definitely.
I love tickling your brain like that. And I love the fact that you and I, you know, we created this show to help bring exposure to Be Unique and to take a break, to give us another aspect of bringing people into understanding what we do at Be Unique, but also to educate a little bit. But I love the fact that you trust me enough to say, Mary, do what you want to do. Here's my idea. Here's another topic. In fact, we came up with one the other day, and I don't know what it was. And if you don't text it to me or email it, I won't remember it probably for six months.
We'll remember it.
It will come back up because it was a good topic. I think it had to do with this native language and the, you know, how the Inuits have so many different words for snow.
The words for color. Oh yeah, that's what we were talking about. that in a study, a class I took, we studied a people that lived in the desert, and they had like a billion different words for the different shades of orange, brown, and yellow, but they only had like two words for blue or green because they only had like one tree in the sky, something like that.
We'll have to do a little research into that. I mean, I love that you trust me. I like that you trust me enough to just go with this and that you don't even know what we're talking about until we start talking.
I try to keep come that way. I can come with a completely fresh approach.
Yeah.
If I pay close attention to what you're saying, then I can be really fresh. And I mean, you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. And then on Thursdays, you know, when we're doing our full hour show with a guest, you come into that one prepared. You know, you sit around and you do your research, so you know what's happening. You know, and that is very helpful. In fact,
we
have a show tomorrow night. We're doing a special show tomorrow night because of the one that I missed a couple of weeks ago. We're talking with Dorothy Harris, the glamping nerd.
Yes.
So, and then on Then on Thursday we're talking with Veggie Shell.
Oh yay.
Yeah, we got a lot going on this week. And
absolutely.
My husband asked me at one point last night, he said, "So why don't you blah 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 and do this and do that?" And I'm like, "Dude, you got no idea how full my calendar is already. Don't be adding to it. Just let me I'll get there when I get there." But we are out of time. Totally out of time and beyond.
Oh man. Okay. Well,
you got your recorder with you?
You
going to roll us out of here?
I do. How about let me give you a little tune? I'm going to say bye, everybody. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.
Yeah. Bye. Call in. And, you know, go ahead. I'll talk over this. 516-418-5651. If you call, you get a chance to win our opportunity to receive a gift. And if you don't know what gifts we have already awarded, check out theunique.org or check out TheUnique on social media. We've got photos, and I think I need to make a new photo soon about some of the crazy stuff we've given away. Good stuff, people. Email us at contactjeanandmary@gmail.com and tune in for your chance to win. Noon weekdays with Gene and Mary. Bye, y'all.
See you.
Peace.